The TSO under Andrew Davis with Emmanuel Chabrier's España on the new Classical FM. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, any TSO season would be hardly complete without its lively pop series. And the orchestra has been very lucky to have had, for the past decade plus, a principal pops conductor in Stephen Reinecke. He is fresh off of leading the orchestra through their performances of Star Wars: The Last Jedi live to picture. And he's here with us tonight to tell us how it all went and to fill us in on what's next. Stephen Reinecke, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you, Kathleen. It's so great to be here in person this time.
I know. We've had so many chats over Zoom, which is always a pleasure, but great to have you actually in the room. You have just finished a run of performances of Star Wars, The Last Jedi live to picture. And these soundtracks themselves are nothing new to you. You've led many concert performances of this repertoire, even here in Toronto. But how is it, by comparison, to perform this music with the film?
Well, in all honesty, it is a Herculean task for both the conductor and for the orchestra. It is very akin to playing opera, especially when it's a John Williams score and a Star Wars score. And 8 might have the most music in it of any of the Star Wars movies. I mean, it was 2 hours and 10 minutes of music, and the movie's 2 hours and 26 minutes long.
Oh, my goodness.
The longest break is about 90 seconds when the orchestra is not playing. So it is nonstop. And the music is so great. John writes standard orchestral music that rivals that of any of the great composers of history. And it was never meant to be played in one sitting in real time. You got to remember that. It's, like I said, a Herculean task.
Amazing. Your arms must get tired.
I am in need of a massage.
I was going to ask you what the biggest challenge is, but I think you just named it. But I have to ask you, does it sometimes get distracting having the picture there?
No, not for me. I have my own private screen in front of me that has all the tools on it that help me sync the music with the film. And I really love it because it's like playing a giant video game, seeing exactly, I've got to hit here, I've got to hit here. In between, I can stretch and be very musical. It doesn't have to be exactly right. And what I get out of it in watching the whole movie, it's, again, like doing opera or even accompanying a ballet. What's happening on the movie dictates to me how to perform the music. It's more than just putting it all in the right place at the right time. John's music is so musical that you want to get the most impact out of it. Something that's a ferocious battle, something that is very tender and tugs at the heartstrings. You really can get all that music out of it and do what an orchestra can do, which is touch people.
I'm wondering how it is that you prepare for that, actually, because it's such a different thing than just preparing, the audio, the score.
I will say that conducting the film scores live to film is the most challenging thing I do as a conductor. So the preparation, I get the film with all the tools on it that help me sync it up, and I practice with that, learning all the main elements, but then I turn all that sound off, and I just practice with the orchestra running in my head. And so it's a very difficult thing, and hours and hours. I mean, I can take 40 hours just to mark up my scores with all my notes that I want to put in them and cues that I need to give and all of that kind of stuff. And then it's a matter of just running it, practicing it. And then you get in front of the orchestra and it's a whole different ballgame because you've got 80 people up there that you need to lead. They're very different than the orchestra in my mind.
<You know? laughs> Isn't that always the case?
Yeah, and it becomes this hugely collaborative thing once we finally do it in real life. It's really a great joy, but they're very difficult to prepare for. They take a lot of time.
I can imagine. And having done this quite a lot, as you say, what is it like doing it with the TSO?
The TSO is a dream come true. Before we went into our first rehearsal, I was a little stressed. We had a limited rehearsal time, 2 rehearsals. We've got about 4 hours to put everything together.
It's not even the movie twice.
It isn't, because of the amount of music. The first time we put it all together and ran the whole movie was our first performance in front of an audience. But back to your original point, I walked in there after being nervous to go into the first rehearsal, and I just breathed this sigh of relief after the first 12-minute cue, because the orchestra is so good. They read so beautifully, and it's like, okay, I don't need to stop and rehearse this section that I thought was going to potentially be a train wreck. They just go right through it. We clean up all the things we need to clean up, but it takes an orchestra of this caliber to successfully put one of these programs on.
Well, we look forward to you coming back in the same role with Black Panther in concert later on in the season, and we'll bring you back to talk about that for sure. But I want to talk about the next concert in the pop series. You're not conducting this one, but can you speak to us about the music of Motown?
Yeah, my pal Jeff Tysick will be on the podium conducting a program called Dancing in the Street, the music of Motown. He's bringing three incredible vocalists with him. And of course, this is going to feature that all the music of that great Motown sound. You know, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, you name it. This is the kind of music that just gets the audience, you know, tapping their feet and singing along, and a real feel-good show.
Well, a fun thing to bring to a symphony orchestra as well, because I know it's one of those things that if you're listening to Motown, you're really focused on the voices and all the great beats, amazing, amazing music. But then if you're an orchestral musician, you notice these great riffs.
Well, exactly. I mean, when you think back to it, they use strings a lot and horn lines a lot in the music of Motown. So many of these original recordings, they hired strings into the studio. And so it really lends itself very well to being presented in front of a full orchestra. Of course, you have your rhythm section of piano, drums, bass, guitar. Yeah, this music is perfect for that. And what I love about the pops side of the orchestra, the popular music side, is that it shows the versatility of what an orchestra can really do. It's not just the main function of this great classical repertoire, but we can do all kinds of music. And on my side of things, obviously we do film music, we do Broadway, we do Great American Songbook, big band jazz, and have gone so far now, not so much in Toronto yet, but we're going to, working with rappers and hip-hop artists. That was the last sort of frontier that hadn't been touched that I really wanted to do, and we've been doing a lot of that work with the National Symphony at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., down in the States, where I am also principal pops conductor. So we hope to be doing some of that here, but I just believe that the orchestra is capable of anything musically and also capable of reaching as wide of an audience as possible.
Well, Stephen Reinecke, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Kathleen.
That was TSO Principal Pops Conductor Stephen Reinecke. You can catch Dancing in the Street, the music of Motown, in one of three performances running this week, May 16th and 17th at Roy Thompson Hall. For tickets and info, visit tso.ca. Right now, let's hear some orchestral Motown. This is My Girl.